Horsecollar? Yes, that's what you call it, the horsecollar. Gosh, it's been so long since people use things like that. You'd have to have somebody 70, 80 years old to talk to.
Now, if you were riding on one, would you have the same kind of...
No, if you were just riding on one, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You'd just like have a...
What would you hold on to then?
You have your ropes, and it must have been hooked to that something around your neck, I guess.
Okay.
Gosh, it's been a long time.
How about on a... Did you have a wagon?
Oh, yeah. Wagon and a buggy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a piece on the wagon that...
Yeah,
you
they had
to check
what shafts, is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you see you put the hot mule in between that.
Just one?
One mule.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You didn't have one that would put two mules on it?
No, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they got 6 and 7. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
I went up there about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saw them farming. It was just, oh, I told them, I said, oh, when I think back, I said, how things are they?
Mm-hmm.
And they had those harrows and things, and they'd have 6 and 7 beautiful mules hitched up to
mm-hmm.
the Amish country.
That's right.
It was just amazing. I could have stayed on that field and watched them all day.
How about the, did they have something to pull behind the mule to carry? Tools or anything like that on that would like slide on the ground? Or?
Well, now my husband didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Okay.
But you'd have to come back home and get your hammer if you needed to bam something, or your axe, or whatever you needed, you'd have to come back home to do that. Until recent years, you know, with your tractors and things, it's quite different.
Right, right. How do they carry the plows and all out?
Well, usually, if that's a small farm, unless you put them in your wagon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'd have to put them in the wagon if it was off from the house.
Okay.
But in those days, nobody had over 50 or 60 acres of land to farm, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in days like now, why, you just travel everywhere, because I rent my farm out, and they have to come down with their big trucks with the different equipment on it.
Right, uh-huh.
Go to work.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a little cart or something with one wheel on it to push around the garden? Or?
A little wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. They make those?
Yeah, make themselves. Those. Get a wheel and then you can make it out of some wood.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have plywood, you'd have some old boards you'd pick up.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute.
What would you have to sharpen tools on?
You had a file. Have you ever used one?
Mm-mm, I never have.
Well, I got a file or two myself.
We've got one, but I don't think I've ever used it for anything.
I tried to sharpen a butcher knife with one, but I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little something else that you can get, but I still don't sharpen mine. I get somebody else to do it.
Uh-huh. Would they sharpen axes and things like
you
that?
You take
with
that file
too?
And go down and sharpen it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure do.
How about hay? Did you cut hay?
Yeah, they had a reap hook to cut it with along there.
A what?
Reap hook.
Mm.
R-E-A-P-H-W-O-K. Mm-hmm.
Did they just cut it once a year, or?
Well, that's about the only time, you know, hay would only come about one time a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hay and oats.
Mm-hmm.
Oats was the same.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to cut those with that reap hook, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what would be a term that you would say for the noise like a horse or mule would make? Say they do what?